From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Britain has taken action against Russia after Moscow failed to provide what London called an adequate explanation for the poisoning of a former Russian double agent on English soil. Prime Minister Theresa May, addressing Parliament Wednesday, said no defense was offered for the March 4 attack on Sergei Skripal in Salisbury.
No explanation as to how this agent came to be used in the United Kingdom. No explanation as to why Russia has an undeclared chemical weapons program in contravention of international law.
The Prime Minister said this constitutes an unlawful use of force by the Russian state against the United Kingdom, requiring a response.
Under the Vienna Convention, the United Kingdom will now expel 23 Russian diplomats who have been identified as undeclared intelligence officers. They have just 1 week to leave.
She said Russian state assets that pose a security threat will be frozen, promised new laws to counter hostile state activity, and downgraded London's attendance at the upcoming World Cup. Both Skripal and his daughter, Yulia, remain in critical condition. Russia has denied any involvement. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharova called the British action a political and propaganda show. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari met Wednesday with parents of dozens of abducted schoolgirls to discuss the search for their whereabouts. Mr. Buhari said he has directed the country's entire security apparatus to find the girls who disappeared from their school in Dapchi in Yobe State February 19 in a mass kidnapping that is believed to have been carried out by the Boko Haram insurgency. The abductions is similar to the mass kidnapping of more than 200 schoolgirls in Chibok. This is VOA News. In Syria, Turkish-backed forces shelled the Kurdish-held northwest town of Afrin Wednesday, killing at least seven. The YPG Kurds are being targeted as a threat to Turkey's national security. In the eastern suburbs of Damascus, known as Eastern Ghouta, the Syrian Arab Red Crescent hopes to deliver more aid to the rebel-held enclave under constant bombardment. As the conflict enters its eighth year, Jan Egeland, UN senior advisor and head of the Norwegian Refugee Council, warned of impending new battles.
Our fear is that after Eastern Ghouta, we may see tremendous battles now in and around Idlib and in the south, Dara. Idlib would be a tremendous concern because Idlib is in many ways a gigantic refugee camp. It's 2.5 million people in Idlib. More than half of these are internally displaced.
A trickle of medical evacuations was completed from Eastern Ghouta Tuesday. More departed Wednesday. The UN said more than 1,000 are in need of being allowed to leave. More than 1,200 have died in Eastern Ghouta since February 18th. In Pakistan, a motorcycle-borne suicide bomb blast claimed by the Taliban ripped through a police checkpoint near Lahore Wednesday. At least 9 were killed. Nearly 20 others wounded. The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson, Wednesday, said the capital, Kabul, is the main focus of an intensified U.S.-backed battle against the Taliban.
Hard in Kabul to protect the people of Kabul and the international community that are here because of the strategic impact that has and the importance to the campaign.
Nicholson pointed to the rapid growth of the city that's making it hard to secure. In the past year, insurgents have staged massive bombing attacks that have killed hundreds. The Slovenian prime minister resigned Wednesday following a Supreme Court ruling that annulled the result of a September referendum approving a new railway project. Miro Cerar has also been under pressure from unions to endorse higher wages. The move comes just 3 months before the former Yugoslav Republic was scheduled to hold elections. TV host and economic analyst Larry Kudlow will replace Gary Cohn as President Donald Trump's top economic advisor. Kudlow served in the same capacity to former President Ronald Reagan. He's a veteran of Wall Street, considered both a supply-side economics advocate and a promoter of free trade. U.S. stocks fell in Wednesday trading as investors fret over higher tariffs that could herald a trade war. The benchmark Dow Jones losing nearly 250 points Wednesday to 24,758. U.S. retail sales fell for a third month in February. Wholesale inflation eased back, and that could result in slower growth in the first quarter. And retailer Toys R Us, in existence since 1948, strapped with rising debt, announced it's closing its doors or selling stores in the U.S. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.